Right now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, we are joined by Mark Cuban. Hello, Mark. How are you?
What's up, Normie? What a big week for you.
It's a big week, and we might as well get this out of the way right now. Who are you taking tonight?
Wow.
We're taking Norm Hitzkus with the 10th pick in the NBA draft.
Well, let me tell you something. He can't move, and he can't shoot. But you've seen a few of those in the league over your years.
Yeah, but we saw the video from Canisius, right? So we know you can play.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for joining Donnie and myself this morning.
Of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
So, how active are the office phones?
Well, I don't want to talk about any of that. I want to talk about you, Normie. You know, let me just tell you so people know. Back in 1995, we started a company called AudioNet, and you were still at KLIF, and you had a morning show, and KLIF, people have long forgotten this, was the first radio station to continuously stream on the internet. And Norm was the show for us. So Norm Hitzkus' show on KLIF literally was the first sports talk show to stream continuously on the internet, to stream globally back in 1995. So here we are almost 30 years later, Norm, and you literally helped turn streaming into a reality. You literally helped make my career. You literally have been so kind and generous with your time to me that no one would know who I am if it weren't for Norm Hitzkus and his radio show on KLIF back in 1995.
I'm not sure of that, Mark.
It's 100% true.
But, by the way, that does explain the handful of nasty messages I got from Turkey back in 1995.
No, because I remember, like, people used to call from around the world. Oh. You would take calls back then, and people would call from around the world, and they'd be like, we're calling from the Aleutian Islands. So I thank you, Norm, you know, for what you've done for me, what you've done for Dallas, what you've done for the sports scene is just immeasurable. And, you know, radios, sports in Dallas won't be the same.
Do you remember any of the first interactions, Mark, with Norm when you guys became really good friends?
Well, Normie will always do the perfunctionary, you know, 3 minutes on sports, and then I'm like, well, let's talk about all these other business things you're doing, right? And Norm's always been that way. So way back when, I got, you know, back when we first started streaming KLIF, I would come on the show, and he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about in any of this, but it sounds really fascinating.
Well, see, what was nice was every time I'd have you on, you'd be into four new businesses.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, the other thing here, I'm staring at two VCR tapes that I keep in my office. And those tapes, when we started streaming KLIF and your show, we would have an 8-hour VCR connected to the board. And we would use, you know, the blue, the white, red, and yellow analog connections to go out of your board into the VCR. We would record 8 hours of radio on the VCR tape, then bring it back to my house, encode it, and put it on a server in the second bedroom of my house, and that's what we would stream from on demand, the Norm Show on demand, before we were live. And I literally have those tapes staring me in the face every day when I come in my office. So you'll be forever remembered, Norm.
And don't forget the nice young man that you will call overnights to go and reset those servers at times. Don't forget about that, Mark. I was right there with you, man.
Yeah, well, we started going live, right? Because live was hard back then, right? Now it's no big deal. Back then it was hard. And so, you know, be like, what happened? What happened to the ticket?
Go reset those servers all the time. That hotline would ring. Yeah. The nice young man that you didn't think about, but I'm right here. It's been a long time.
I know. I'm sorry. It's been a long time, man.
Well, I'm glad you've moved out of your second bedroom office, Mark.
Yeah, that house has been demolished.
Yeah, you weren't far to college then, and college living then.
No, it was a different world back then. I mean, I was doing okay, but, you know, just getting started, and everybody was like, what are you even doing? Like, what is this thing? And I'd be talking to those guys and, Halliburton and all those guys, and I'd be like, no, you don't understand. This is going to be like the new cable television, and people, oh, no, well, they'll just turn on the radio, you idiot. But if you want to go mess around and have these things set up, we'll take a chance with it.
Mark Cuban with us. You know, it's easier now because of social media and just the way word gets around, how you can kind of become a household name. But I try to tell Norm all the time, this was before internet. Yep. And Norm is a household name everywhere, just doing sports and doing his thing. It's just, I don't think there's going to be another person built up and doing what Norm was doing back in the day now.
Oh, that's a good thing. But
probably so. You're probably right about that.
No, but no, you're right, because back in the day, you literally there weren't as many options, but the options were much bigger. So so you had to fight harder. And Norm would always be right in the middle of all the scrums. And then when I bought the Mavs a few years later, there would be Norm, and we'd come on all the time. And, Norm was always fair. That was Norm's brand. Norm wasn't going to try to rip you. Norm wasn't going to try to be audacious. Norm was just going to be fair, even-handed, and prepared. He was going to come at you. Well, there was this guy who played Division III and scored 17 points per game, but what I really like was his steal rate. What do you think? You think, is he on your radar? You'd be like, oh, shoot, Norm, you got me,
Oh, man. I remember the drafting of Dirk.
Yep.
And I remember that when he came over here, we worked so hard with the Mavericks to make this happen, that when he arrived, we would bring him up to the KLIF studios for his first talk show in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, hey, we got to make this guy feel as much at home as we can. So we called Kubi's, and the restaurant, and they had all this German food that we had brought up to the, brought up to the studio. And Dirk sat down and thought, wow, are nine other people about to join us?
I remember that was before I bought the Mavs.
Yeah.
I remember most, you guys would be running all these commercials for the Mavs that had Dirk in them, where there'd be like a cat stuck in a tree, and Dirk would be like, well, I'm tall for my age.
He was so shy back then, Mark.
Yep. Yeah, well, that changed.
And you always said Norm was always fair, but do you have any particular memory about you and Norm maybe getting a little crossways, but, never anything carrying over?
No, I mean, I don't think we ever got crossways at all, Normie. I mean,
no.
There was always, a hearty respect, a healthy respect, where I was like, okay, you might not agree with me, and you just say, okay, I don't agree, but it was never like, to put me on the defensive, whatever, and that's your style, right? And that's always been really good, and I think is the better approach, because if you're just even-handed and just give the facts and say when it's your opinion, then you can't get mad, right? It's like, okay, Norm does his homework, I respect that, and let's have a conversation about it, and if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it's Norm, and we're gonna live to talk another day. There was never anything where it was like any animosity at all. Now, maybe later on when you start doing the Normathon, maybe in the back of your mind, well, if I'm really nice to him, I might get a big check.
People should know how quietly generous Mark Cuban is in this town.
Nah.
Now, I don't want 51 people calling the office right now saying, hey, wait a minute. But Mark Cuban is incredibly quietly generous in this city, and I want to thank you for that. The Austin Street has been just one of the many beneficiaries of that generosity.
Well, what you've done with Normathon has been spectacular. Going up there and just sitting there with you two and just, shooting the, just talking and having a good time. That's spectacular. And hopefully you guys will find a way to continue to do that.
I remember back to the first year of the Normathon, first year's 2000, 2001. 2002, and we went 24 hours.
Yeah, I remember. I remember those.
And we kept wanting you to be a guest at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, back then, I might have still been out.
Hey, Mark. Thanks.
No, thank you,
Thank
Normie.
You, man.
Thanks for all you've done for Dallas. You too, Donovan. Thanks for what you guys have been able to accomplish. Congrats on what you've been able to accomplish. And, you know, you guys are part of sports lore, and you're part of Dallas sports history forevermore.
Well, just because I'm retiring doesn't mean you won't get the occasional email.
No, of course. Of course. You know, it wouldn't be right if you didn't.
Hey, God bless you, Mark.
Uh-huh. Congrats, guys, and all the best to you guys.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. That's Mark Cuban.